StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Joe from StartupRate.io, your startup podcast and YouTube blog from Germany, bringing you the May 2024 news wrap-up this month in GSA Startups. Of course, again, with Chris in New York. Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, yeah, I'm doing fine. It's the first day of like really warm weather, it feels. So we had like 85 degrees, 30 degrees Celsius. So getting ready for summer here.
We did here in Germany have a lot of problems with heavy rainfall, especially in Saarland, where a lot of damage was done by little creeks that became huge rivers because due to a lot of rainfall in a very, very short amount of time. That said, welcome to our May 2024 wrap-up with vital news from the startup and tech entrepreneurship scene in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. This time, we likely not make it in 30 minutes or less, but we'll nonetheless try. Our startup news is recorded with Chris back in New York City, and I'm in Frankfurt. Today is May 16th. Due to Whit Monday and travel plans, we had to move our schedule a little bit around. But as always, all news relevant, not yet included, will be part of our next news wrap-up. Our schedule. We will have another news episode coming up on June 27th. Then we will be back with a summer wrap-up published on Labor Day, September 2nd. We already know when we will record this in August. In between, we'll have a bit lighter summer program, but we're not sure yet how it will look. We do have a lot of requests, so we may do more publications than every other week, like we have done in the past for July and August. So there will no weekly publication, but every other week. And we started again with the startup news on Labor Day. Chris, you always seem to be a highlights guy.
Yeah, and this month around, it's actually is or fits like a highlight section because when we did the research, it turned out that the startup scene in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria is actually in a pretty good mood and state of mind, and they seem to be really roaring back. So we see more large investments. We also see more signs of life in very early stage investments. So looking at the rest of the episode, I would say pour yourself your favorite drink, get a snack, because this will be a lot of positive news this time around and a bit longer than normal.
And it can also be an adult beverage.
Adult. Yeah, of course. Day drinking for the win. So for this news wrap-up alone, we found new VC funds raised more than $7.5 billion. One of the top news we're going to look into is Germany really being at a crossroads with pioneering air taxi startups, one category that we look into here quite often, Lilium and Volocopter in that case. Domestic debate over those companies are a lot about state support. And Germany is questioning whether they should subsidize these companies. But France is stepping in, and they extend a welcoming hand with offers of subsidies and guarantees. Lilium is in advanced talks with the French government, and we will have a bit of a look there.
Yes, Amazon's bold 7.8 billion euro investment in Brandenburg to develop a purely European cloud storage infrastructure underscores its unwavering commitment to data sovereignty, even amidst leadership changes at AWS. We may add that Brandenburg is the state surrounding Berlin. Meanwhile, WeFox, once a beacon of insurtech innovation, faces valuation setbacks amid growth challenges. On a brighter note, the fight against Alzheimer's get a substantial boost at Takeda Partners with Swiss firm AC Immune in a deal potentially exceeding 2 billion US dollars. Despite significant Q1 losses and a dip in stock valuation, BioNTech remains resolute, advancing its oncology pipeline and preparing for a renewed push in COVID vaccine demand later this year. Guys, let's talk startups. As always, you're strongly recommended to tune into our internet radio station, which will also soon get a new website. More than 100,000 people are listening a month, and you can get our content to your inbox with our Substack or Telegram newsletter. Of course, you can find all our channels on Linktree, our enabler. This recording is supported by HTII and the Enterprise Europe Network Hessen. This recording was made possible by HTII and the Enterprise Europe Network Hessen. These organizations have made tremendous contributions to helping startup businesses succeed and thrive, providing a range of services from helping to find grants to ongoing partnerships. By taking advantage of these resources, startup companies can network and develop innovative strategies for success on the international stage. The dedicated support of HTIA and the EEN Hessen is paramount in providing startup businesses with the tools for lasting success. Look for our dedicated sub-podcast in partnership with them called Tech Startups Germany. Of course, you could find it on our link tree. Chris, you want to handle some of the top news?
Yes, and there, I mean, I started talking about it a bit already. We see a pretty lengthy and intense discussion about the topic of air taxis. So in Germany, especially in southern Germany, Bavaria and Baden-Württemberg, politicians really wonder how much they should subsidize this industry. Specifically companies like Lilium and Volocopter, while at the same time, France seems to be extending a bit of a warmer hand in terms of subsidies and guarantees. Especially Lilium seems to be in advanced talks with the French government for expansion plans and potential financial aid, even though the possible involvement at the Olympic Games in Paris, where they were discussing about flight taxis, was a bit trimmed down. We have a lot of additional resources about this in our show notes, where we will talk, where you can read more about Volocopter at the Olympics, where you can read more about how Volocopter threatens to move the company from Germany to a foreign country, where you can see that China and the US are actually doing better than Germany right now. And so the big question about all of this, I guess, is how big can this actually be? I think compared to 3, 4, 5 years ago, the mood in the market also kind of shifted for this. And the question, because also we see that a lot of, especially the autonomous driving topics, are toned down. Like Apple nicks their plan for a car. Daimler said that they are not going to pursue anymore an autonomously driven truck for now. So yeah, in a lot of the innovation and startup novelties in the transportation field seem to be a bit on the like waning side, I would say. So we will see how it goes with the air taxi and aviation companies. Moving on from that, Amazon, as you already hinted at, is going to invest more than 7.5 billion euros in Brandenburg. Specifically their cloud division, which wants to invest 7.8 billion euros in order to establish purely European storage capacities. Even though their current chief departed, AWS remains committed to building a sovereign European cloud. WeFox valuation took a hit. The investor devalued the stake in WeFox. Once WeFox was hailed as a revolutionary insurance, but now they feel some of the woes amid growth challenges. I feel a lot of this today is like bad for a German. We Fox Revolution. Anyway, then the Swiss firm AC gets 100 million and up to 2 billion US dollars to fight Alzheimer's disease, which is really big news in Alzheimer's research. It's a Japanese company, Takeda, that teams up with the Swiss firm AC Immune in a $1 billion deal to tackle the disease. The upfront payment is $100 million, and the potential for the deal is to soar between $2 billion. More about that in the show notes. And now you also got more information about the health sector.
You know what's really crazy about this? If you see the $2 billion, actually $100 million looks like a small sum, but it isn't. Far from it. Talking about BioNTech advances cancer drug development amid $318 million loss. Facing significant research costs and a decline in revenues from the COVID era, BioNTech founders began this year with loss. Despite this, BioNTech remains committed to its annual objectives, albeit with its stock under pressure. The shattered COVID-19 business and increased research costs led the Mainz-based biotech company to incur a loss in the first quarter, which was $315 million compared with a profit of over $400 million in a year ago. BioNTech stock is down, but nonetheless, they are looking to generate around 90% of its annual revenue in the final months of 2024 due to the seasonal demand for COVID vaccines. Their research costs surged by 50%, but you don't need to fear. When they have more than $300 million loss, they're sitting on a $16 billion, yes, billion with a B, financial cushion. So everything should be great. By the way, our new website is live. It took me quite a lot of time and work, but nonetheless, it is there. Stop by and leave us feedback. Little disclaimer, not all blog posts are moved there yet, but we will do this in the future. Plus, not all the players for the sub-podcasts work that is due to some restrictions of the toolbox we're using to put together the website. Nonetheless, we'll find a solution for that as well. If you're looking to partner with us, you will find our storefront at passionfruit.me/startupradio, one word. And now I'm handing over to the ecosystem to Chris again.
Yes. And in the ecosystem, it's basically where we zoom in our show regarding information and news that affect the wider startup landscape. So let's start on a global level where we see a likely good sign for all VC investors globally. Japan's SoftBank Group reports a quarterly profit turnaround, signaling resilience in the face of challenges. Despite investment loss, the tech investor remains pivotal in the German startup scene as well. More about that in the show notes. Zooming in on Europe, where we see that government funding emerged as a major player in European VC funding in 2023, doubling its share over the previous year. Amid geopolitical tensions, Europe strengthens its tech sovereignty with sizable investments in AI, quantum and biotech, and in climate tech. And we got some insights from PitchBook's Q1 2024 European Venture Report that revealed a mixed Q1 with robust deal activity and some fundraising resilience. Early stage dominance persists, but exits showed some weakness. In the German startup ecosystem, we see that in April, despite the prevailing investment turndown, we witnessed 12 double-digit or triple-digit million-dollar investments in the country, totaling around 440 million euros. Among them are ventures like Flink, Parloa, Marktpilot, Smart Reporting, FinMid, and Proxima Fusion. Despite several ongoing crises, numerous startups, scale-ups, and grown-ups managed to secure substantial funding. From well-known entities to under-the-radar gems, we got a couple of the recent top funding rounds in the show notes. Then German startups also expect more from the EU, like unified funding, better access to venture capital, and a true single market. We see that European digital associations unite to call for a reboot of the EU startup policy. Background for that also in the show notes. And we got good news from Germany. We often look at it. The IFO Business Climate Index basically a survey, a regular survey among business leaders. It rose to 89.4 points in April, marking the third consecutive increase. Sentiment is up as companies express satisfaction with the current business and brighter expectations. German VC sentiment also shows signs of recovery in Q1 2024, bouncing back from a Q4 slump of the past year. Business expectations and IPO climate warming, but entry IPO business expectations and the IPO climate are warming, but entry valuation satisfaction nosedives. Europe's quantum startups are thriving amidst global challenges in the quantum computing race. They attracted 336 million euros in investments in 2023, which is an increase of 47%. And we got news from Bundesminister Robert Habeck, Secretary for business and for the economy. The Startup Advisory Board gets a makeover with a smaller and more flexible format called the Startup Circle. More about that approach is in the show notes. And we got a report that looks at the German workforce that says more than half of all overtime hours in Germany in the past year were unpaid. All of that, obviously, a concerning trend in work-life balance. Employees altogether locked a staggering 1.3 billion extra hours, out of which 775 million went without pay, apparently. And we have a study about startup founders and the people that get to start startups in Germany from the Bertelsmann Foundation. And they found out that 6 in 10 founders come from academic households, so are not first-generation college kids. And that obviously this level of education is also shaping their entrepreneurial journey. And parental background influences not only their networks, but also their mindsets, says the study. We have the full study in the show notes and also some coverage from Süddeutsche Zeitung about that. After this look at the whole ecosystem, we are now going to look at some of the biggest German startup hubs. And since we're starting with Frankfurt, I'll hand it over back to you.
Thank you very much. Of course, we tend to highlight here some hidden gems and cities of general startup interest. We start with my home turf, Frankfurt Rhein-Main. Taylor acquires Credit Shelf in a quest to dominate European lending. We do have an interview with Credit Shelf where they announced $100 million investment led by Goldman Sachs. Unfortunately, that never came true because they had problems with an existing investor chipping in the first loss piece. And that's why, they went almost belly up and got rescued by acquired by Taylor. Evoca, with the German headquarters in Frankfurt, secures £270 million in debt funding to bolster SME lending, supported by Citibank and Inside Investment. The lender responds to rising demand from small businesses. Of course, read more in our show notes. Beautiful city of Heidelberg. Discover over 20 startups from Heidelberg that are making waves, from AI powerhouse Alabalpha to rising stars like Paretos, Fresh Taste, and Instafo. The city is buzzing with innovation. Check out the full list in the show notes. Aachen's Silip, a sustainable battery recycling firm, just secured $55 million in Series A funding led by World Fund and Porsche Ventures, with support from Bosch Ventures and more. Essen, German vertical farming startup, Greens, small V, big G, secures a coveted spot among the top 500 food tech companies worldwide for 2023. Their innovative use of AI technology in food production earns them this recognition. And I thought vertical farming was dead. I'm surprised. And Chris is almost in his home turf in a town I've never heard from again. Chris, can you help me out where this city is and why it's so beautiful?
I was fighting to take this over. So we are looking, I think for the first time ever, obviously, at Neuenstadt am Kocher. Neuenstadt am Kocher is a small town close to Heilbronn, close to Stuttgart. And I actually have friends there who run one of the most charming co-working and event spaces. So if you ever need an event space in Neuenstadt am Kocher, be sure to check out Atelier Fox. But what we are also looking at today is that there is another company there that's writing headlines. To be more precise, they're breaking ground in space tech. It's called High Impulse, H-Y Impulse. And they launched a rocket powered by candle wax hybrid propulsion. Oh, God. I could never be an engineer because I can't say the words. Marking a milestone for private space ventures. Handelsblatt, German business and economics newspaper, wrote a lot about this. That's it about Germany, though. Let's look at Austria, my specialty. Fisker Austria filed for insolvency, marking the largest insolvency case in Styria, in der Steiermark, which with 1.34 billion euros. They have a restructuring process underway following the opening of proceedings at the regional court in Graz. Then CEO Sören Obling completed a 100% founder buyout of the Vienna-based insurtech Finabro. Maybe it's for people who go to the gym. It's Finabro. After recent setbacks, including insolvency rumors, Finabro resurfaced with a fresh start in Germany. And going on to Switzerland, we have a news alert. The Swiss startup scene continues to thrive with innovation and growth. Despite the size, says Tech EU, despite its size, Switzerland ranks sixth globally in total funds raised by tech companies, showcasing what is a pretty remarkable potential. In 2023 alone, the Swiss tech venture secured 2.8 billion euros, pretty whooping, highlighting the nation's prowess in the entrepreneurial landscape. Switzerland, with a GDP ranking of 21 worldwide, manages to punch above its weight in the startup arena in that case. The Tech EU article also looks into the details why that is the case. One reason for it is that the government and private sector collaborations have been instrumental in nurturing the ecosystem there. Then there are tax incentives to funding to fund opportunities, accelerator programs, and overall just like a very supportive environment for startups. We will have some more fundraisers for Austrian and Swiss companies in the end, but for now we will move on to the general news, tech news, and company news section. First off, there are new funds in case any of you guys is looking for money. This is also only a selection. Let me rattle some of them. The General Catalyst reportedly raises nearly 6 billion euros for tech startups, signaling a robust investor confidence. Funds are going to be invested across various sectors, including fintech and healthcare, writes the Financial Times. Accel, A-C-C-E-L, announced a new 602 million euro fund to support early stage funders in Europe and Israel. They already have a 24-year presence in Europe and continue to back tech companies. There are news from Innova Capital. Their latest fund, Innova 7, has closed 407 million, exceeding its target and hard cap. They are focused on business and financial services, industrials and consumer and lifestyle sectors, and are backed by institutional and commercial support. Norsken VC just closed its second fund at 320 million euros, doubling down on impact entrepreneurs tackling the world's greatest problems and backed by some of Europe's top investors like Folksam, AP1, and EIF. And not really a new fund, but this is just like the best place for our startup news to talk about it. The Global Founders Capital, linked with Rocket Internet, opts for a strategic shift now. Instead of a new fund, they'll invest solely from Rocket Internet's coffers, with 300 million euros to deploy. They are poised for focused early stage ventures, that they say. Moving on, handing it back to you.
Going into the fintech news, two times Austria this time, two times Bitpanda. Number one is they expand into MENA, Middle East and North Africa with a new office in Dubai focusing on B2B solutions. And Bitpanda news number two, as of April 25th, Bitpanda has become the broker with the largest crypto offering in Europe, boasting 411 currencies and over 4.5 million users across nearly 30 countries. French tech giant United halts new loan operations in Germany, shifting focus more to profitable markets despite a four-year presence, citing lower profitability potential and intense competition. Chris, you want to hand over? You want to take over general news again?
Yeah, let's look at a couple of more companies. Starting with Munich's Holidu, just like holiday, but with a U instead of AY in the end. They made a major move acquiring Madrid's Club Rural to enhance their rural vacation rentals in Spain and Portugal. They now claim to have 28,000 homes in their portfolio. So basically changing a lot of travel experiences there. We see big changes at Zalando as their co-founder David Schneider steps down as co-CEO to focus on strategic partnerships and brand relationships. David Schröder, so it's like a change of the Davids there. David Schröder steps up as a new co-CEO. That's what we have about Zalando. Formerly known as Potsalat and Make, Essence Delivery Service rebrands as Green Club, looking into fresh, healthy, and sustainable offerings. They have 12 million euros in revenue projected for 2024 and expansion plans across Germany. Good luck for that. The food-saving startup from Berlin, Surplus, is back in action. Founder Raphael Fellmer secured brand rights, domain, an online shop, and social media accounts with support from investors and wants to fight food waste. Despite some initial setbacks, the Eastern German robotics prodigy Wandelbots is looking for a comeback. Co-founder Christian Pichnik unveiled a radical business model pivot and a strategic AI partnership with OpenAI. High-stakes move. More information about that in the show notes. We have some more news about top fertility startups catching investors' eyes. VCs from Sofinnova, Antler, and Ananda Impact Ventures revealed their pick at Sifted EU. One in six people affected by infertility globally. So they are hoping that their solutions will become crucial in that medical field. Summa Equity acquires a majority stake in the Munich-based Fast LTA, a leader in secure data storage solutions for businesses. Fast LTA has 25 million euros revenue in 2023 and wants to grow and expand internationally. Then Germany has revoked Mastodon's non-profit status despite an unchanged service. The founder says, though, he remains undeterred and is confirming the commitment to EU operations. Then the founders of Jimdo, after 17 years, regained 100% ownership of their startup. CEO and co-founders steer the company through tough times, now profitable, and are focused on product excellence. That's what they say. We have Fritjof in our interview from September 2023. You can find that in our Medium channel. Link to that is in the show notes. And the English investor Star Capital takes over Nextbike, a bike sharing provider from Tier, which for them signals a strategic shift, emphasizing Tier's focus on direct-to-customer services. But we also have some more like brutal changes, which we collect under the euphemism of creative destruction.
Yes, we do. Creative destruction. But Chris, I get the feeling the fundraising section gets bigger and bigger and the creative destruction section gets smaller and smaller. Just at least the feeling. Sad news for the VR world. Munich-based HoloRide files for insolvency. Startup eLoop, known for Tesla car sharing and vehicle tokenization, faces a setback as it halts car sharing operations due to high costs and financing burdens. The closure is part of a restructuring process. Chris, you want to take over the high note and the fundraisings?
There was not a lot of lot of destruction, actually. So, fundraisings. Just another small selection. I'm going to really be fast with this. The news here and their total value show how resilient the startup scene in GSA is. We've only included a selected number of fundraisings above 5 million euros or US dollars. Let's start. Berlin-based startup Parloa secures 62 million euros in funding led by Altimeter Capital. Some of the investors include football legend Bastian Schweinsteiger. And Parloa aims to revolutionize call centers with an AI-powered voice intelligence. Munich-based biotech startup Insempra got 19 million euros for an innovative for their biodegradable materials led by EQT Ventures. The Series A round also seized investments from Bayern Capital, the investment arm of Henkel, and Valley investor Allante Capital. In industrial biotechnology, Insempra secured. Trava, a leading provider of AI-driven energy solutions, just secured 10 million euros in seed funding led by Balderton Capital. They plan to expand their AI tech and solutions to drive renewable energy forward. And I promise we will have a look at some more from Switzerland, where Mimo Therapeutics raises 20 million Swiss francs in a Series C extension, totaling now 45 million Swiss francs. The funding will accelerate clinical advancement of anti-BKV, a promising treatment for BK virus infection in kidney transplant patients. GlaxoSmithKline joins BioVersys in a Series C extension run, furthering their collaboration to advance Alpibectier for tuberculosis treatment with a 12.3 million investment. The total proceeds now reach around 45 million Swiss francs. Anapaya enters a growth phase with 10 million Swiss francs in investment to bolster their business critical services using Xeon internet architecture. Funding they received comes from Kaip Capital, Naji Mustafa 6 and Misten Labs. Anapaya wants to use the money for global expansion as well. TestMate Health announced $6 million in seed funding led by RH Capital with support from the Helm Zürcher Kantonalbank, Amboy Street Ventures, Lichtsteiner Foundation, and DartLabs.io. Their goal at TestMate Health is to improve at-home testing for STIs. And in Austria, we see that Vienna's Inspired AI just secured 25.5 million euros in Series B, led by Zug Capital. They also are looking at a global expansion. More about their journey is also in our show notes. We have some more news to stay ahead of the curve. You can read all about that in the show notes. We are always looking for feedback. We are happy if you follow us everywhere, if you leave us a review, hit that subscribe button. That's always good for our numbers. I'm going to say we will be back on June 27th, as promised by Joe as well, with the next news episodes, and the next regular episode will go live next week. Until then, I would say have a happy early weeks of summer. I think getting out there is really a good mood enhancer. Don't work too hard on your startups. And if you do, just look for how to make the money. That's my advice.
And Chris, you know what? It wasn't too bad. We were afraid that we would talk around 50 minutes. We will be just shy of 35 minutes, which isn't too bad. Chris, it was, as always, a pleasure talking to you. And I didn't hear sirens, so you owe me a bagel for today.
That's good. Yeah, I muted myself a lot because outside there's construction and I have the AC is on. So I kind of cheated today.
As always, guys, give us feedback in the blog post. There is a form for the feedback and, of course, a link to the hosts on LinkedIn and on Twitter for Chris and for me. Guys, that's a wrap. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure having you here.
Ciao for now.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.